Breakfast.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
January 26 isn't too far away, Australia Day, and this year, Sam Kekovic is taking on a supporting role in the Lamb ad.
Have you seen it?
Richie Beno, brilliant.
Have a listen. This is just a snippet of the ad. It goes 3 minutes. Have a listen to this. It's very funny. Imagine a boat.
I love it.
On the ocean.
There's Captain James Cook.
And his phone rings.
Yeah.
His crewmen are looking at him funny.
Richie.
Cookie. Where are you?
Don't know. What's up?
Can you make an Australia Day barbie at my place? Bit of cricket? Couple of lamb chops? You in?
Yeah, all right.
I love those cutlets.
Yeah, is Bert coming?
Burke and Wills.
Burke and Wills. So the ad goes on and on. Yeah. So basically, it's James Cook, Burke and Wills. They have Ida Buttrose, all these people, and he's inviting them over to his house for an Australia Day barbecue.
Which is what you'd normally do on Australia Day, wouldn't you?
Well, we're cracking up a narny this morning because we want to create an Australia Day pie.
Look, right?
We think that it's just the poor cousin of the poor lamb chop on the barbecue. This thing gets forgotten every single year.
Well, it does on Australia Day, but the rest of the year it's okay. But I don't know. You brought this up earlier this morning, about 2 hours ago, and I'm thinking there's not enough time to put all this together.
We can create a pie in 2 weeks. That is ample time. I think we're just going to fail on actually creating and making it ourselves. We need some professional help. So if you can help us out by making said pie, if you're in the industry or you can give us a hand, we would love to hear from you. That's us basically pleading with you. Please help us create our Australia Day pie.
So you reckon we can do this in 2 weeks? I mean, you got to think of, okay, what sort of pastry we're going to use, you know, if it's going to be puff pastry or whatever. You got all the ingredients. What sort of flavour it's going to be? What are we going to call it as well?
Again, you're looking at the glass half empty, not half full.
I'm all for you. I'm all for it, okay?
Because let's be optimistic for once.
You know I love a meat pie or two.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
Really? I'd never noticed.
But I don't know. I've just got this feeling that we're going to fail. 2 weeks is just not enough time.
So we're going to try and find somebody to help us out to do it, and then we're just going to get the ball rolling. 2 weeks to do it. Can we get it done on the air? Yes, we can.
We'll see. We may fail miserably.
All right.
But we're going to give it a go.
If you can help us out, 132710, or go to our Facebook page, drop us a note, CFM Mackay Online. We'd love to hear from you this morning with Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Meat pie. It's usually the poor cousin of the lamb chop on Australia Day.
Everybody forgets it.
We were talking about this earlier. You want to create a meat pie, okay?
It's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
You're doubting the time frame, though. Like 2 weeks, you say it's not long enough to try and create a winning good old Australia Day pie.
We'll give it a good crack, but I don't know how we'll go. Craig, mate, how's it going?
I've got an idea for this pie you want to create. How about a free-form lamb cutlet pie?
With the bone intact?
Yep.
You don't want to bite into the pie too hard, do you?
No, you stand it up in the middle of the pie.
Yeah.
Right, so it's like a bit of a hero with a pie in theory.
Yeah.
And then you've got the pie around the bottom.
Good. See, you know what I love? I love that people are suggesting what we should make. We haven't even got somebody who can help us create this pie yet. We're not the professionals in pie making.
Craig, that's a really good idea, actually, because then we can just take anyone's meat pie, throw a lamb cutlet up the top like a meat pie cocktail with the umbrella, which is the lamb chop.
Well, we can't do that. I mean, look, if we can't find somebody to help us in all seriousness, we're going to have to pull out the George Foreman grill and do one. We don't want to do that. We want to do this professionally and properly. If you can help us out with creating our pie, 2 weeks to do it, go to our Facebook page, CFM Mackay, or you can call us on 132710.
Can I just pull you up on something?
Yeah.
Something that for the past 5 years that I've known you is something different about you. You're using a new coffee mug. I know it's only a little thing,
we're hitting the hard-hitting subjects today. Day one back, breaking news.
I've never seen
you. Can we have the 10 news theme, please? The 10 news theme?
I've never seen you without your Marvin the Martian coffee mug, but now you've got a brand new one.
Yeah, and the saying on the front of the mug is very true.
I love my dog as much as you
love your kids.
Love your kids. I can understand that as well. So is this a permanent change or have you got anxiety issues on not using your other mug?
It's a permanent change, but can I tell you now, I think I'm suffering. Actually, 13 27 10. Please give us a call.
Mm.
Your coffee mug that you've had at home, at work, wherever.
Yeah.
How long have you been drinking out of that coffee mug for? If you have an attachment to it, because let's face it,
yeah,
it's something small, not really that important in the world, but literally, your coffee mug is your thing.
Yeah, and if someone uses your coffee mug, oh, heaven help them. But no, I've never seen you without the Marvin the Martian. It's got so many stains on it. Like, there's no white porcelain on the inside anymore.
Well, that's how old it is. But this one, yeah, it's my new one. So the old one is retired now. But coffee mug attachment, it is a true thing. It's a real thing. I remember when our boss, Ange, had her coffee mug and it went missing one day. It was a Krispy Kreme one. Right. It went missing. Wow. Scorned woman over a coffee mug, man. Seriously, you don't want to be in the same room.
So, so how long did you have the other one for?
The one that the Marvin Martian one?
Yeah.
That's 10 years.
So this is good for another 10?
Yeah, this is a good one. It's good size, too. I got it for Secret Santa. Best $3 spent ever. Thank you, Amanda. I mean, Secret Santa.
you knew your Secret Santa was.
If you have a coffee mug attachment, how long have you been drinking out of the coffee mug for? Or, you know, if you've smashed it, if you've dropped it, if you've accidentally lost it, how devastated were you over this small coffee mug? Let's bring it to light. Let's remember those mugs this morning.
Coffee cup attachments. It is a thing. Jay has had his one, the Marvin the Martian one, for 10 years.
The best mug in the history of mankind. I literally...
finally got rid of it.
One day, I was drinking... I took my last sip of coffee out of it.
Yeah.
Slipped out of my hand, and I've done the whole... no!
In slow motion.
Yeah, and I literally grabbed it millimetres from it hitting the ground and smashing. That's how attached I was to this coffee mug. I've got a new one now. It's the retirement of the Marvin the Martian coffee mug.
Yeah.
It's being replaced by a purple mug that says, I love my dog as much as you love your kids.
So finally you're starting to grow up. Get out of the Marvin the Martian thing, okay? But it is a thing, you know, coffee cup attachments. Sonia, have you got a coffee cup attachment?
Yes, I do. I very rarely drink tea or coffee. I might have one cup of tea a day, maybe every 3 days, but I've had my coffee cup for over 25 years.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Is it
and
still...
I picked it up in an op shop too.
Oh, cool. Okay, so it's a pre-loved one.
Yes.
So you adopted your coffee mug.
Yes.
Does it have a certain flavour? Like, obviously, with the stains and everything on the inside of it. I mean, fair enough, you wash it and everything, but obviously coffee stains will stain the white porcelain on the inside of the coffee cup.
Oh, it's actually a browny coloured cup, so you can't really see it, but no.
Oh, is it one of those flavour? Is it one of those brown ones from the 1970s?
Probably. It's got a Scorpio star sign on. I got it from my husband from the op shop for like 20 cents or something.
See, that is right there. That is coffee mug attachment.
Best 20 cents spent ever.
Steve, do you have coffee mug attachment?
Nah, actually, I've got a cleaning business, mate, and I think it's quite tragic that you've lost your Marvin and the Martian cup. But basically, if you give it a squirt with bleach and let it go for 2 minutes and give it a bit of a scour, all that brown comes off.
Oh, really?
And the same with teaspoons and stainless steel sinks. Just spray it with bleach, leave it for a couple of minutes and give it a bit of a scour, and that she comes up like new. So you don't have to, you don't have to let this mug go, mate.
Steve, I was hoping that he'd forget about that mug and throw it out, but you know, thanks for ruining my plans.
Steve is like, Steve should have his own segment on this breakfast show, and people ring in about stains and how do you remove those stains.
Life hacks with Steve.
It could be called Steve's Stain Remover Segment. I love it.
Yeah, well, it's Andromeda Cleaning, actually, so I'd like to make something.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call.
Thank you, bro.
See you later. I'm going to reach for the bleach bottle right now to save the Martian mug. Thank
Just
you,
let Gordon. It go.
Go to our Facebook page. Show us your coffee mug online. We'd love to see them. CFM Mackay's. We'll find us online.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. Where the smart people listen. Joyce Mayne Mackay. Where the smart money shops. CFM.
It's 4 minutes past six. Hello, welcome to Monday the 12th of January. Back on deck again for another year. Access all areas coming up in just a moment. We'll find out why Tim Mulheron resigned.
Hello, Angie. Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Happy New Year.
And to you too. We've missed your voice.
Yes, I've missed your voices too on the radio.
Oh.
Except for the commercials.
How was your Christmas and your New Year?
Work.
Oh, see, somebody has to do the work and keep the country rolling.
Exactly right.
Hang on a second.
I enjoyed it, actually. It was real good.
Haven't you got another holiday plan, like another road trip?
Yeah, we're going west to Junda.
Hey, and how long does it take to get there?
Oh, I've got no idea.
Well, at least you know the roads will be smoother out of Junda, wherever the hell that is, compared to Mackay.
I got a friend that used to live out there, and she reckons that the roads out there are really good now.
Yeah, of course they are. They're better than our roads.
Probably, yeah.
Well, thanks for your call. Great to hear from you again. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that sort of stuff to you, Angie.
You know what, Angie? We'll throw you in the draw for the Kenny Rogers tickets as well. We're giving those away today.
All right, thanks for your call this morning. Not far from now, less than a month, until the Cowboys are joining us live here in Mackay.
Yeah, Feb 7, it's a Saturday night at Stadium Mackay. Tickets are anywhere between $20 and $40, okay, on the hill. You can't get any in the grandstand anymore. And the guy that basically tells us exactly what's going on with the Cowboys is Paul Munnings, the communications officer. G'day, mate.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Mate, we're excited. Next month, we got our North Queensland Toyota Cowboys coming down to Mackay. Mackay Stadium's going to be the home of the big match between the guys and the Broncos. How are the guys feeling?
Yeah, they're getting very excited because it's less than a month to go before we play some real footy. So instead of being on the training track every day, they actually go out and hit some other guys.
Mm. How has the preseason training gone?
Yeah, it's been really good. Last year we had the World Cup on and we had a number of players over in England, so we didn't actually get them back until January, but this time we've had a full squad basically the whole time. Mm. And we don't have too many on the injured list, touch wood, so we're just about going to have everyone available for the trials.
It's been a couple of years since we've had a trial match here in Mackay. Obviously, Mackay is a mad, keen, and a big, we love the guys big time down here, and just as much as Townsville. Do the guys really get off and coming, you know, to the different towns and seeing and being able to be accessed by, I guess, people who can't make it to Townsville?
Yeah, I mean, they get very excited about footy full stop, but especially when they get to see the fans that are in the outlying areas away from our home ground. Mm. Mackay and Cairns and Mount Isa, they're all as part of the Cowboys as people in Townsville. So if you get the chance to be down there, we'll be down there for a few days, so there'll be functions and training sessions that people can attend as well as the game. So it's a real event for us to come down there. We'd love to be able to come down every year, but with the Nines being, I'm going to get 2 trials a year.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's very, very difficult to convince some other clubs to come to North Queensland at this time of year.
Now, JT's obviously been confirmed to play for the Auckland Nines. How's that all going for him?
Yeah, JT says he wants to play in the Auckland Nines, but the coach hasn't quite okayed it yet. So we've had to put in our official team list to the NRL today, and then that will come out about a week or so, and then we'll see whether JT is going to play in that. If he's not playing in the Nines, there'd be a much better chance he'll be playing in Mackay, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
And one last question. Shane Webke, now joining the squad from the Broncos, that's going to be a great game for him here in Mackay.
Shane Webke is well and truly retired. It's Ben Hannon that's retired.
Oh, Ben Hannon, sorry. Who was I thinking?
I was looking at Dave when he said that. I'm like, really? Shane Webke's coming back from retirement? That's crazy.
That was stupid of me, wasn't it?
We haven't got desperate enough yet that we need Shane Webke. We've got Ben Hannon. He'll be a very good replacement for a couple of players that left us over the off-season, including the Sims brothers.
You know what, Paul? I actually had Ben Hannon in my head.
Yeah, sure you did.
Shane Webke came out.
First day back on air today, and you're not feeling it really well. All right, Paul, mate, thanks for joining us. I wish the boys all the success, and we'll see them when they're down here next month.
Yep. Thanks, boys.
Anytime, mate. Shane Webke.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
It's good to see that, like I noticed this on the weekend especially, all the stands on the side of the road selling the mangoes and the lychees, all the fruit.
Watermelon.
Yeah, oh, of course.
I saw watermelons for $1 the other day on the side of the road.
Really?
I pulled over and got 3 of the buggers.
Whereabouts? I'm heading there today.
On the way to Farley. It's on the side of the road there.
Okay, yep, fair enough.
Where is the best place to buy fruit, by the way? Let's just put like a little mud map. If you've got the best place to buy fruit, 13, 27, 10, because I'm telling you now, the stands on the side of the road are great, but if you go into a supermarket these days, it is so expensive.
You're not wrong there. Are we talking quality or are we talking price or a combination of both?
I reckon price, quantity, whatever. Best fruit in town. Where are you buying it from? 13, 27, 10. Give us a call.
You know what an old flatmate of mine who will
remain nameless.
It's the first day back. She said, no, you don't have to buy your mangoes. You just go on the side of the road and they just fall off the tree and you pick them up off the ground.
Oh, my God. Do not do that.
I've never done it yet, no.
It's class of stealing, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. If it's on the side of the road, you can do whatever with it, can't you?
No, you can't just go and pick up somebody's mangoes from the ground.
But it's not in anyone's house.
You can't do that. That's okay, class of stealing.
All right.
You can get away with, if you do get away with it, level 3123 Victoria Street, Mackay. Bring us some mangoes. That's fine. With Joe and Dave for brekkie this morning.
Mangoes, lychees, even watermelons. Still in season. You can see these stands on the side of the road, which is great to see. You know, we were just having a bit of a chin wag about the best place to find the bargain buys when it comes to fruit.
Crystal on Facebook said the markets at the showgrounds on Saturdays, they're actually called the CFM Saturday markets, I'll have you know.
Mm.
She says you can buy a box of fruit for $50.
Jeez, that's good value.
That's great value. Thank you very much for that, Crystal. I'll have to pop down there and check it out.
Hey, Trevor, who has the best mangoes?
Probably the bloke that come around to my place out at their Seaforth there, and after he picked a couple of mangoes and raped the whole bloody tree.
What?
We're sitting there having a few drinks, and the bloke came over, and he says, "I'll grab a couple of mangoes off your tree." We said, "Oh, yeah, rightio.
Yeah.
Not a problem, you know, take a couple," but we didn't realise that he had his 44s in the back of the four-wheel drive and loaded up.
So that's a bit sneaky.
He's making money off of your your fruit.
Yeah, we'd probably end up having to buy him buddy back off him, I suppose.
Hey, Trevor, whereabouts do you live so everyone can go around there as well?
I think it's funny you thought we were kidding. Trev, that's funny. Thanks for your call, mate.
No worries,
bye. See you later. If you know where the good fruit is, cheap prices, well, let's know on our Facebook page. You can give us a call, 13 27 10, to phone up this morning. Thank you, Trev.
If it's making entertainment news headlines,
now that's entertainment.
It's in Access All Areas. And if it's not, it's about to.
All right. Tim Mulheron, why has he decided to call it quits after so long?
The poor bugger. I was watching him on 7 News the other night, and he was explaining why he had to resign to the news, and Anastasia Palaszczuk was with him.
It was with heavy heart and deep regret I rang Anastasia last night and advised her that I wouldn't be recontesting the seat.
Tim has been my right-hand man for the last 3 years. We've been through a lot together, Tim.
Character building.
Yeah, you could call it that, character building, but Tim, I know you listen to the show, mate, and you've done a great job. So, mate, I hope you get better soon, or whatever the health concern that you're fighting is. And, mate, it'd be sad to see you go.
It'd be good to see who the ALP decide to put up for the seat of Moroney as well.
I've heard there was a school teacher that's
really
putting their hand up.
Okay.
Maybe that is something we can have a look at. If that's a rumour or not, if you can confirm or deny, school teacher.
Tim, if you're listening, tell us who it is.
All right, moving on to other news. Now, Channel 10, their latest show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Apparently, they've had a few issues trying to recruit some celebrities.
Right.
I can tell you now, there's an Olympian there, a Gold Logie nominee, an AFL superstar. Comedian Joel Creasy has signed on.
Yeah.
And there's an international actress. There's some rumours that it's actually Melissa Joan Hart from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Okay, now you've won me. She's hot.
What has she done since Sabrina the Teenage Witch, other than being in Britney Spears film clips?
Does she need to work anymore? She would have made a mozza. Andrew Simons, apparently the cricketer, is reported to be on that show as well.
Nothing's confirmed at this stage, but we'll certainly keep you up to date. I can't wait for it to start, actually. They're being thrown into the jungle in Africa. And I've been to Africa, and I'm telling you now, you don't want to be thrown into that jungle. Now, Taken 3, it's Liam Neeson's new flick. We went to see it over the weekend, and it's hit the top of the box office in the USA.
What do you know?
What I know is soon everyone you love will be dead.
I'm going to finish this.
If you go down this road, the LAPD, the FBI, the CIA, they're all gonna come for you.
Good luck.
I loved the movie. Dave wasn't a big fan.
I don't think it was one for me to see on the big screen, really. You could watch it on DVD, I think.
So you're just going to have to go and check it out for yourself. I actually gave it, out of five, I gave it about 4. It wasn't as good as the first Taken movie, but this one, like, I'm not going to be giving away anything away when I say that the mother dies in this movie.
Yeah.
But that's in the trailer, so it's not like that's been given away. But the chase is actually very good. So, back from holidays, you went to Sydney to see your family.
Yeah, caught up with the brother and his wife, who were expecting. That was the big news from last year for me.
Oi.
Yeah, going to be an uncle for the very first time.
How old are you?
43 in a few months' time.
So, uncle for the first time.
Yeah. With the immediate family,
they
anyway.
They start them slow, don't they, down in Sydney? I literally was an uncle at the age of 18. Like, that's how old I was.
Were you really? Yeah. Wow, that's absolutely amazing.
Niece, nephew, what's the go?
Oh, no, I can't say. We know the sex of the baby is,
yeah.
But there are family members that don't want to know. So,
well, you can tell us.
No, I can't. I'm sworn to secrecy on this one, brother.
Just give me a nod if it's a boy, two nods if it's a girl.
I'm not going to say anything at all.
You just nodded your head twice.
I did not nod my head at all.
What's your niece's name?
I'm not saying.
What have they chosen for a name?
I'm not saying. Not even saying which colour I have to buy for.
Bifor's a nice name. That's a nice name. Dave's got a niece called Bifor. Bifor.
No, what I'm saying is I don't know which colour. I know which colour I need to buy for when the baby is born.
You can't buy the blue and pink thing. My auntie had a scan saying, oh, you know, it's going to be a girl. They went out and bought everything girl and it was a boy.
Really?
It was a boy. So.
Well, I mean, they're due in March. So it's fairly well established now, okay? Yeah. Because they are a little bit older as well. And, you know, they had to make sure that the baby was all safe and secure and ready to pop out.
Yeah.
I can tell you, though, it's already a Tiger supporter. We've already bought the little jumpsuit, the Tiger's jumpsuit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
That child's going to be picked on so much at school.